This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
And what a week it has been here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. And let's just dive right into it, Jones, because... this past Monday, we started a brand new feature, I think, to rousing success. Every Monday, we have the privilege of speaking with Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. And we thought we would change it up a little bit, talking with Gonzo with our brand new man-to-man-to-man segment with Gonzo.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
All right, first one. What was your first big purchase after signing your NFL contract?
First big purchase. Probably my car.
Christian, would you rather be 8 feet tall or 4 feet tall?
Probably 8 feet.
Would you rather be really hot or really cold?
Cold.
Christian, do you believe in aliens?
I think there's other life forms. I don't know about like them green aliens we see on TV.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Nah.
Would you rather, this is a tough one, would you rather have body odor, BO, or would you rather smell it?
Smell it.
What video game have you played the most in your life?
The most in my life? Probably Fortnite.
Okay. Christian, you come on this show every single week here on WEEI. What is the name of this radio show?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, Stand By Me.
Oh. Final one. This is another big one. Would you rather have a third nipple or would you rather have an extra toe?
Extra toe.
All right. I think we learned a lot today. That's how you play man to man to man. What'd you think?
Those were some crazy questions. That was cool.
Fair enough.
All right, fair. We're going to trot that back next week, Jones. So on Monday. So between now and then, feel free to send us some questions for Gonzalez. And based on those, we will probably use yours, whatever you have.
I would say 100%. So I actually asked Billy. I'm happy you just sent that out. Well, I asked Billy to tweet from the show account. We'll prompt people on social media to crowdsource any questions in that style. that you'd like for Christian Gonzalez. I guess you can text him in as well, 37937. But I like re-listening to that. He'd like to be an 8-foot-tall man with an extra toe who does not stink. He can smell other people's stink, but does not smell.
I'd probably go 4 feet extra nipple.
With the BO?
No. I would agree with him on that. I don't want to be a stinky guy. You got enough. You got uphill climb at 4 feet tall as it is. I don't need to also stink.
Right. No, that's fair. So yeah, we'll put that out on social media at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Send us any questions you got. We'll be sure to fire those up for man to man to man on Monday with Christian Gonzalez.
I feel like you can hide the nipple more than the toe.
Oh, easy. You know, I love a flip-flop, Keith. And so, yeah, you can't be hiding any extra toes in a flip-flop.
You're at the pool. You're at the beach. Yeah. It's like, what the hell? Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, the week wasn't over after Monday, Jones. There were plenty more great shows, including on Tuesday, where we had the triumphant return of Scoops Keefe.
Let me give you something else here.
Yeah,
he was 70-91 in his career with a 4.68 earned run average.
Okay.
Not a big K per nine guy. What do you got?
All right. Anything Twitch else? Chat says Pat Rapp.
He got it.
Wow. Pat Rapp. I don't remember Pat Rapp as a starter, really.
All right. I think I have the scoop.
Do you?
You ready for the scoop?
Scoop away.
Ready for the scoop?
We've been on pins and needles. Wait, wow.
Pins and needles.
Back to back with the random baseball player. Holy smokes. What's the scoop today, Keith?
Jim Montgomery is out. Joe Sacco taking over.
What a scoop.
How about that?
What a scoop.
So, that was
and two hours later, the Bruins announced it.
Yeah. Yeah, like 3 hours later.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm sorry. 3 hours later.
We were out in front. Yeah. We were out in front of it. We had it, and we had it first. And you would think the local media, Jones, the local Bruins media might be like, hey, that's nice. At least a Boston guy got it, and it wasn't like a national guy. Maybe we'll give him credit. That didn't happen.
No.
That's never going to happen.
Well, your inbox must be full now from all the Bruins beat writers, right? Sending you notes and congratulatory
Congrats,
messages.
Yeah, way to go, Keith.
Yeah.
It's not that, Jones. Huh. As we talked about on Wednesday, they hate it.
The local guys, Jones, hate it. They hate it.
Yeah, I didn't see many on the local beat.
Scott McLaughlin.
Giving you any credit. Oh, yeah, McLaughlin.
Scott
sure.
McLaughlin
yep.
will do it.
Yep.
WEEI.com. He probably feels like he has to.
Yeah.
But no, but he...
Yeah, did he really want to? That's the
maybe
question.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. If he was working somewhere else, would he? I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. I think he would.
Yeah.
Good guy. But everybody else just like ignores it, puts their nose in the air. And that, you know what? That's okay. That's my lot in life. You know, they want to continue to cover the team. Great. Not break stories. Awesome. But I'll be here and I'll break some stories along the way.
No, they're bitter. They're bitter is what they are. I go to morning skates. I go to games.
Yep.
I go to practices. I suck up to
Do
players.
You know
I suck up to coaches.
The...
I suck up to press people who yeah. work in the press media relations.
Right.
You know, and I do all this. I waste all this time, and I never get a scoop like this.
No.
Meanwhile, Rich Keefe sits here, gets a text,
yep.
and has the scoop.
Gets a text.
And so, you know, you could
talking
work.
About random baseball players of the day. Next thing you know, like, oh, by the way, Jim Montgomery's fired.
So they're just, they're bitter.
What the hell?
They don't like their jobs.
They're mad.
And they're big mad about it, Keith.
They're big mad about it.
At some point, the local yep. Bruins media will acknowledge the best Bruins reporter in the town. It's yep. not close. When it comes to a
for
scoop.
For breaking news and scoops, right. For breaking news and scoops.
Not tongue-in-cheek, not a joke.
Yep.
When it comes to a Bruins scoop, there's no one better in this city than Rich Keefe. I stand
True.
By that. I stand
True.
By that, Keefe.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, who am I to stand in the way and argue that? And then lastly, Jones, we had an emergency madness yesterday because there was a gentleman in New Hampshire that reportedly had 150 mice he wanted to give to an animal shelter. Turns out he was a little misleading. It was 150 tanks of mice, which were all breeding with each other, and it was outrageous. But then that led us to talking about the most important and the most significant mice in the world, leading to a Mount Rush mouse.
More mice here, Keith?
Yeah. Speedy Gonzalez, great one.
Speedy Gonzalez, is that a problematic one these days? I don't know.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's probably fine.
How about Mighty Mouse? You said Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse is like the first one we said.
I thought
Speedy
I saw
Gonzalez was the fastest mouse in all of Mexico.
What about Jerry?
Oh, yeah, Tom and Jerry.
We missed Jerry.
We missed the goat.
Yeah,
missed
Jerry the goat. Might be the goat.
Mount Rushmore of mice.
Jerry,
yeah,
Speedy Gonzalez,
sure,
Mighty, and
Ralph S. Mouse.
Ralph S. Mouse. I'd make a strong case for Ralph.
No!
S. Mouse.
Pinky and the Brain. We missed them.
Yeah. Oh man,
that feels like a miss for
man.
You. Feifel.
Yeah, Feifel's good.
Oh yeah, you didn't
Pinky
like that
and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. You liked
Pinky and the Brain's a good one.
And then
I don't
missed
know if
out.
They cracked the Rushmore though.
Okay,
I think it's hard to knock off Speedy Gonzalez. Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, I think you can
Jerry.
Knock Ralph S's.
Ralph S. Mouse is on
yeah,
my Rushmore.
Ride your motorcycle right off that. By the way, it's not a Mount Rushmore, Keith. I missed this. It's a Mouse Rushmore.
Mouse More. No, it's not there. We don't have it. We lost it.
Mount Rushmouse.
There it is.
There it is. That's the one. 617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback. You got
Mickey Mouse, actually.
Yeah, big miss.
Man, oh, man. We're morons.
Too obvious.
Who do you take off?
Yeah, it's too bad.
I'll take Ralph S. Mouse off.
That one's too obvious.
No, he's on there. Ultimately, Mickey Mouse.
We missed Mickey. That was a big miss.
And I also don't know if it's a Mouse Rushmore or a Mount Rushmouse, which is better. And then from the clouds, Davey from the Dork podcast, he came in with a Mount Ratmore where he had four of the best rats.
Wow. One-upping us.
He one-upped us with his Rat Rushmore. And it had like Rizzo the Rat. It had the Ratatouille, the Chef Rat.
Splinter from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, great. Yeah, was he on there? He better Splinter. Be on there. Yeah,
Splinter was in there. I forget who the fourth one was, but it was a good list. Yeah,
nice. Good work. We had a few oversights, Keith, at 37937 on players to not win a Super Bowl. Similar to how we missed out on Mickey Mouse yesterday. Megatron?
I think Randy Moss is a better receiver than
Megatron.
Me too.
But yeah, but that's an omission.
Oh, he's a good one, though. Yeah, he's a real good one.
For quarterbacks in recent vintage, you haven't won Philip Rivers. I never liked Philip Rivers very much.
No. He's not Marino or Kelly.
Okay. So those are things we have potentially missed.
Yeah, those are bad.